Jesus, do you ever shut the fuck up? And blow that fucking smoke somewhere else. What the fuck are you doing?
Sil, take it easy.
I'm losing my balls over here. This fucking moron's playing Hazel. Get the fuck out of here.
I was just trying to sweep the cheese away from
you. Why? Why now? Leave it there.
I don't know. I was just...
What? Where do you get these fucking idiots, huh? Where do you get them? He's sweeping the cheese. I'm trying to get... Leave the fucking cheese there, all right? I love fucking cheese at my feet. I stick motherfucking provolone in my socks at night so they smell like your sister's crotch in the morning. All right? So leave the fucking cock-sucking cheese where it is. Here. Go ahead. Have a good time. 800.
Call.
And why don't you go fix a fucking dick or whatever the fuck it is you do?
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout who chored a child. Khrushchev's still wet out of wild.
Car 54, where are you?
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
This is the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. Flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar. And an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths. Top FBI kill and injure children. Police conspiracy. Negative attacks. Discipline, sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack. Dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal, persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist, massive lawsuit. Hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gang's rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban, time for us to bug out. Rock. Rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape,
sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Disgruntled conspirator attack, killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk, criminal, murdering a man, tough, diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation, fraudulent assassins, mysterious murder, chemical terrorism, military targets, fatal crash, danger, the freak accident, no known survivors, wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb, emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage, notorious negative police brutality, fear, the hidden Nazis next door, Marxist rebels, serious murderer, accidents, problems, punitive damages. Like that negative, heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape.
Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug.
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS EV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
This is Infonomicon number X, episode 10. Release date, September the 10th, 2004. I'm Obfuscated, your news whore, and as you noticed, somebody's not with us this week, and that would be Droops. If you noticed, he referenced him having a fiancé on a few episodes. He doesn't have a fiancé anymore. He got married, so good luck with that, and hopefully we can get him back next week. Hopefully he doesn't leave us. Before we get into the news, I'm going to talk about some other stuff going on with this show right now. There's going to be some changes in the show. Not really changes that you'll notice. We're going to have a set time slot now. Time slot meaning the length of the show. We've been going from like 60 minutes to like 90 minutes to 80 minutes. So I pretty much decided that I like the hour and a half format, 90 minutes. So this week I decided to do the hour and a half. Now, I didn't know Droops wasn't going to be on the show this week, so I'm going to try to push this to hour and a half, which is going to be pretty fucking impossible, but I'm going to go with that. Also, I've sent submissions to two radio shows, radio networks, I guess you'll call them. The first one's Rant Radio. I'm sure all of you heard about that. Rant Radio, Industrial, Punk, and Talk. I submitted to the Talk, and a few days ago, haven't heard anything back, but I'm sure they're busy guys, so hopefully we'll hear from back soon, and you'll be able to hear us on there. Okay, also, I'm not sure if Hack Radio is officially out yet. I don't know if there's an official announcement made, but they're setting up the schedule right now, and if you don't know what Hack Radio is, that's you can find it at binrev.com, binrev.com, and I sent it submissions to Stank Dog. Haven't heard anything back from him, but of course he's dealing with the hurricane right now, two in a row in Florida, so best wishes to him. You know, the whole being in Louisiana, the whole hurricane thing's been like a bittersweet thing. You know, I don't wish anybody, like, you know, death by hurricane, but, you know, every year we have a string of tornadoes come from the south, and they usually go either two places, Florida or Louisiana, and none have hit Louisiana yet, so sorry to get fucked by Florida, but hadn't got here yet. Anyway, we're also going to be doing, hopefully in a couple of episodes, or maybe next episode have guest interviews, like, you know, 10-minute interviews or 20-minute interviews with people we like or respect. Haven't talked to Drutz about this because of course he got married. But, you know, I'm not going to mention any names yet because there's a few on my list I'd like to get. But just in case they can't make it or be on the show or don't want to do the show, I don't want to drop any names just yet. Hopefully we can get some people on here. Also, we got a few emails this week. Fortunately, we actually got emails. First one's from a guy named, I can't pronounce this, Goskull. I'm going to spell it because I know I fucked that up. It's G-H-A-Z-K-U-L-L. And he wrote, hi, thought I showed that we in Germany speak some English and send you an email. Well, we talked on the couple last episode about like having a show, me and Droops, having a person from Germany here that doesn't speak English and we don't speak German, have a whole show like that. But no disrespect to Germany, I'm sure you guys speak good English. He says, really nice show, nice TV show, keep it going. But you really fucked up on the website. There's a typo on the links page, namely the link Uberlito. And it, the guy got me. I actually didn't get that joke for like 2 minutes. And I'm like, I'm thinking about that. I'm going to the page. I'm ready to edit out fucking typos. And I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh, Uberlito. So Uberlito is not a word in German, supposedly. You got to talk to Kizzle about that. But thanks, man. Keep listening. We got an email from Pixel Fiend. He finally got his iPod. Finally. But he sends two emails. I'll go ahead and read the first. He says, always, last show was good. I started to watch the Infonomicon TV, which Droop sent me a link back to, but my Mac had some problems with the format. Though there is a Windows Media Player for the Mac, it's extremely buggy, but only works about 30% of the time on Windows Media files. Gee, go figure. Makes me wonder if it's intentional. Actually, we're going to release in another format besides Windows Media Player. I've been having problems finding a good file converter. So if anybody's got some good file converters that are free, send them over here because we really need one so we can release the show in another format besides Windows Media Player format. He says the segment on the videos at Papa John's was funny as hell. I got a pizza from there 7 months back, and the girl at the counter handed me a copy of Weekend at Bernie's 2, which I asked, what the hell is this? I didn't even know they made a second movie. She told me that it came free with the pizza, and I could watch it or throw it out. So I threw it out on my way to the door. In retrospect, I should have kept it for a DVD case. I can always use them. He also wrote me he wanted to know what the new movies are. As last I checked, there are the shittiest movies fucking ever. Oh my god, there's Karina. Let me think. Kid in Aladdin's Palace. Fuck, I don't know. It just the shittiest movies that Walmart can't sell for a dollar to give to us. It seems like. He also wrote you get a 10 on technical merit for the info on the broadcasting broadcasting a show. You also get 10 for going over my head. Believe me, I didn't get half of the shit I said, so don't worry about that. I was glad to get the info since I really don't know much about audio. I got a fairly decent speaker setup with a $5 mic. $5 mics are awesome. From when I built my computer 6 or 7 years ago, but when it serves a purpose, it worked great when I was playing with Dialpad a while back. That's how I know you're old. You remember Dialpad? I remember it fairly well. I was playing the show on my laptop on the way home from work, sending it through my car speakers when Shirley Q came on talking about cops. Had the window rolled down and some young kid pulled up next to me. He heard what I was playing and asked me, what the hell are you listening to? I told him it was the Infonomicon. Making it sound larger than life as I could. He didn't ask me, what the fuck is an Infonomicon? I told him to Google it. He looked very perplexed and I drove off. So I don't think we're going to get any new listeners. If you don't know how to Google, I guess you're not going to be able to listen to the show. That's how that works. But thanks again, Pixel Fiend. And, you know, he won't be on the show. I don't know why. So everybody sent emails to Pixel Fiend telling him to be on the show. Also, I don't know if he listens to the show tonight, but White Sword, if you don't get what the hell I'm saying, then you'll see it on the show notes. White Sword is a guy who puts out a TV thing every once in a while when he gets a chance at urban exploration and stuff like that, going through abandoned buildings, molesting rats and shit like that. So Pip hounded him for another good episode. I think he's on episode 5 now, at least about a week ago. I'm going to put a link up to his site so you can download all his shows and check that out. Also, I want to give shouts out to Majestic for hooking me up with some music. I'm not going to give that link out because, you know, I don't want people to get arrested. Also, man, I just want to keep pimping out Jason Scott, his website, textfiles.com. I know he hates me mentioning on his show since he types his own show notes for the show, so you got to do it again. You know, I read his show notes before I write mine, because his show notes are like show novels. You know, you get more in depth from his show notes than you do the actual show. So you probably should read that if you don't want to listen to the show. Also, everybody if listens to the show knows I have Netflix and I love fucking Netflix. And Blockbuster came along and thought they were going to, you know, fuck Netflix in the ass. And I'm hearing about this, I'm like, you know, they're undercutting fucking Netflix. How the fuck can they do that? Well, I looked into it, and it says that it's like 17-something for the first month or 14-something. Come to find out it's the first month, and it's like 24-something each month after that. So it's more expensive than Netflix. And also, with the Blockbuster thing, you only have the choice from their stores. They don't have an online database for you to rent the movies from. You have to go to the stores. And if anybody is really into movies like I am, you'll notice that Blockbuster has a shit for collection. The only thing Blockbuster is good for is new releases, because they have lots and lots of them. That's all they're good for. So if you're into anything like foreign films or like, you know, like horror shit, you're not going to find anything at fucking Blockbuster. So I'm glad they actually didn't, like, you know, fuck Netflix over. They're still a shitty company like they always have been. Also, I know some of you guys listen to a lot of radio shows over the net, and they're also telling you about, let me tell you what happened last week with me, what's been going on with me, and I know you really don't give a fuck about that. You don't care what happens to me. You really don't. You do not give a shit. But since we pretty much come to terms about you guys being insensitive fucks, I'm going to tell you what happened to me this week. Like, last week, I did the show, and I had a bunch of fucking problems with downloading TV shows and getting busted for them. And the whole time, you know, I just met this girl. We started dating and shit. But as of yesterday, we broke up. I dated this bitch for 4 fucking days. 4 days! That's pretty much the shortest relationship I ever had. And the first 3 days, we argued the whole time. And so finally, I was like, through with it. But let me give you advice on dumping chicks. Get them to dump you. It's the best thing ever. I thought of this as she's arguing with me. I'm like, I gotta get rid of her. But I don't want to feel like the asshole, right? So, I got her to break up with me. So, this morning, I get a phone call from her friend. Tell me how bad she feels about this girl breaking up with me. So, that's advice. I never tried it before, and it fucking works. So, me and this other chick are going out next week. So, try that. Okay, let's get on to some of the fucking news. DNA fingerprinting no longer foolproof. The genetic profiles held by police for criminal investigations are not sophisticated enough to prevent false identifications, according to the father of the DNA fingerprinting. Professor Sir Alex Jeffries of England said police DNA databases should hold no more information to lessen the chances of false positives. He was speaking at a briefing that marked the 20th anniversary of his pioneering of DNA fingerprinting. Genetic profiles stored by police normally record the details of 10 specific parts of the long chain of molecules that make up a person's DNA. The chances of 2 unrelated people having the same details for all 10 markings, and hence the chance of a false identification, is said to be about 1 in a billion. This method has traditionally been regarded as highly effective as identifying suspects from DNA traces left at crime scenes. However, Professor Jeffrey said the increasing number of records being held in the UK police databases, currently about 2.5 million, meant that they only have 10 markings per person, was no longer foolproof. What does this mean? It means like I always thought it was. They, you know, you always hear, you know, they have the DNA, which means if it matched to you, you're fucked. But but as DNA stands right now, you know, they can't. It's not 100%. So basically, if you live in the same town and some guy is like kind of matching to you, you're fucked. The chances of that happening are pretty slim to none, but it can happen. And I'm glad, like, you know, the whoever the fuck this dude is, Jeffrey's a god of DNA, actually stepped up and said something. Is it going to mean anything? No, not really. It's not going to mean shit. Because we have a, about last summer, or was it last year? Fucking forget. I live in Baton Rouge. We had a serial killer running around killing stupid college chicks. And not that it really mattered because none of them tipped anyway, so fuck them. But they were taking, you know, they had suspects taking DNA, testing them with a, you know, the women that he killed. And after they finally caught the guy, they kept the DNA of all the people that were suspects, all of them. It's like about a couple hundred. And there's being, you know, there's bullshit going around here. There's, you know, the people who were suspects are trying to get out of that database. You know, and of course the courts and the police are like, no, you gave it to us. So I'm glad I was never a suspect. Even though they did come into my work to get one guy, and we all thought it was him. It's like one of those guys you meet him, you're like, that fucking dude's a serial killer. Okay. Longhorn puts the squeeze on gadgets. Windows makes it easy to quickly download files to iPods and other portable storage devices. A little too easy in the minds of many IT managers. In the next version of Windows, Microsoft will give big companies an easy way to block use of such devices, while making it easier for consumers to connect their home systems to them, a company representative told CNetNews.com. Much has been made of the security risk posed by portable storage devices known as USB keys or flash drives, music players like the iPod, and other small gadgets that can store vast amounts of data. Some fear that such tiny devices can be used to quickly copy sensitive data off businesses' PCs' hard drives, or to introduce malicious software onto corporate networks. Basically, the next version of Windows is not going to let you do shit, obviously. You can't, like, you know, I got an MP3. I wanted to put it onto a USB drive, a thumb drive, whatever the fuck they're called. They're going to make it harder for you to do that. Meaning I got to spend more time trying to hack the bitch, trying to fix the fucker. It's none of their fucking business what I do with my computer. I bought a car. And if I want to run over somebody with it, I'm going to fucking run over somebody with it. There's not going to be like a man in the middle of the road fucking sensor. Beep, 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 beep. You know, so I won't run over the fucker and it's going to stop me from running over it. So why are they trying to stop me from doing that? Downloading, like, you know, put them on information onto USB drives. You know, what's going to happen eventually is after all this is said, Longhorn comes out, you're going to have these old women trying to, you know, use their thumb drives, and they're not going to be able to use it because it's going to be 15 fucking processes to get a fucking picture of her fucking naked grandson onto a fucking USB drive. It makes no fucking sense. No sense whatsoever, but, of course, you know, if you keep your old, like, OSs like 95 and 98, and, you know, finally got XP fixed after a couple of years, then, you know, you don't have to worry about fucking Longhorn. I usually don't use new OSs until like a couple years after out anyway. And I'm sure somebody will fix this fucking problem. You know, when you're doing a show, it's important to have a 2 packs of cigarettes and lots of coffee. I've noticed this last couple of shows I've been off. You know, not thinking straight, and you know, I smoke these cigarettes and I drink the coffee and I'm okay again. So all this bullshit about them telling you smoking is bad for you, and cigarettes, you know, they're bad, and coffee is so bad. They're assholes, fuck them. Okay, speaking of Microsoft, Microsoft is set to introduce a new line of keyboards and mice Wednesday, including models with built-in fingerprint readers. Unlike most current implementations of biometrics, the new keyboard, mouse, and standalone fingerprint reader use the technology not for security, but convenience. The accompanying software memorizes the passwords web surfers have to remember to get around the web and automatically supplies the right password once the fingerprint reader verifies who they are. What the fuck is this? It's like, it's not used for security, it's used for convenience, but they're going to be used to store passwords. Basically, your thumb or your finger, index finger, It's used to as a key to open up a password bank. Okay? And how reliable is this? Not fucking very. You see, when you go into a bank and to rob one, you know, because I, you know, you do that all the time. You know, when you need to get in somewhere, usually the password of the key combination to the lock of the safe is in the owner in the manager's head. Okay, that's why you don't kill him. But if all you need is his fucking thumb. You shoot the cocksucker in the fucking head, take his thumb off, press it on there, take the money, and walk out the back door, grab yourself a cheeseburger, and go to Hawaii. Why does everybody want to use fucking thumbs? Or fingers? Do you, you know, maybe, I never got that. It just seems so, there's so many ways to get around that. You know, it doesn't take, it takes 5 seconds for you to cut somebody's finger off. Personally, I don't know that, but I'm sure there's a tutorial on it somewhere. Speaking of fucked up shit, vampire robot developed. A micro robot which kills flies and powers itself using the dead bodies is being developed by British somebody. Who knows who they are. The Echobot 2 attracts flies by emitting a stench concocted from human excrement. Once the flies show up, it is sucked into the digestion chambers of the robot, where a chemical found in the ectoskeleton will power the whole thing. The new machine is being developed at the University of West England, UWE, at Bristol, according to a report published in a new Scientist. The robot can so far operate for 5 days on just 8 fat flies. Of course, it does not move much. Every 12 minutes, it gets enough energy to move an inch and a half. But when you're really that smelly, it doesn't matter much. Well, that's fucking funny. The research is more promising than the hunter-killer robot team developed to kill slugs. That one used the methane in a slug's body for power. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough of the gas produced quickly enough for a slug could outrun the robot. Slug can outrun the fucking robot. In fact, more of a rock could outrun it. That's pretty fucking interesting. You have these, like, you know, killer robots. They eat flies and cockroaches, and they run your computer. You know, what happens if these, like, robots, like, just get pissed off, you know, and say, like, all we get is fucking flies and cockroaches. We're hungry. You know, they'll just, like, you know, wake up one day, become, like, you know, Return of the Living Dead, and be like, you know, fresh brains, and we have to throw cow brains at them, just like they did in fucking Return of the Living Dead 3. That'd be pretty fucked up. That's pretty interesting. I'd get one. Fucking right. I'll teach you to eat dogs and just, you know, bitchy women. Ah, the sound of enjoyment. Internet porn ban enacted for Phoenix libraries. A legal battle could be brewing after the city council enacted a new policy that bars adults from unrestricted internet access to pornography on Phoenix Library computers. The council adopted the pallet policy Wednesday. It was prompted by last month's arrest of a child molester who told police that he was downloading child pornography at the Phoenix Public Library. Previous city regulations mandated that filters, which are designed to block obscene materials and web pages by targeting web keywords, phrases, and graphical images, remain turned on at all times in a library's children areas for patrons under the age of 17. However, these rules allowed adult residents the option of disabling the filters. But some First Amendment activists say that filters the council has installed might mistakenly block internet sites that deal with non-pornography issues such as breast cancer, AIDS research, oral sex, or sexual education. Basically, you got, you know, some guy download child pornography, and you got the library people just like, we're fucking fed up, get rid of the fucking, put on the filters, and not let anybody access the internet, having them do anything with, like, you know, sex education, or AIDS research, or anything to do with boobies. You know, that's just a fucked up way to go. Obviously, these people's IT guys are jerking off in the bathroom. Maybe they're the ones downloading the goddamn child molester videos. because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. You know, it takes more than just a fucking filter to block videos. If that's what they're worried about, they could have done it. There's ways to get around this, besides just like just saying put up filters for everything that has to do with sex, boobies, and vaginas. You know? There's easier ways to deal with this than fucking put up, you know, like, you know, a brick wall. That doesn't accomplish anything. You know, because tax money from the citizens are paying for these computers. You know, if I was like, you know, the government there, I would just say put up a fucking vote. It's the public's money. It should be the public's decision of how the fuck they want to spend the money. It's not some 80-year-old librarian's fucking decision who's making $9 an hour and nice fucking benefits. You don't see this shit every day. Apple issues mega security update. Computer maker Apple has released a security update to fix more than a dozen flaws in the Jaguar and Panther versions of its flagship Mac operating system. According to an advisory from Apple, the most serious flaw could permit remote attackers to execute arbitrary code and potentially take over a user's system. The mega patch fixes holes in several components of the Mac OS X. You know, you don't see that shit every day. You know, at least I haven't, you know. So that's pretty cool that it came out and fixed that shit. I guess just in time for Service Pack 2, which I downloaded and it's pissing me off. This is pretty cool news. Panasonic announced on Wednesday a DVD recorder that takes requests from the road. The machine has a 400 gig hard drive, is capable of zapping video elsewhere in a home, and is designed to let consumers program recording remotely all over the internet, including via cell phones. The new product, dubbed the DMR-E5-00H, and related devices with smaller hard drives, are slated to be available in Japan beginning September the 21st. The DMR-E500H is billed as allowing more than 700 hours of recording video, demonstrates the growing capabilities of devices combining DVD recording with hard drives. The hybrid between traditional DVD recorders and so-called digital video recorders, such machines allow users to begin watching a show from an early moment in a live broadcast. These types of products are battling against a new generation of personal computers to be kings of the digital living room. That's pretty cool as shit, so you can just be like, you know, you want to tape a show, you fucking forgot, you call up, be like, hey, Black Dicks, White Chicks is coming on fucking Spank Revision, and, you know, record starting now, you know, can't miss that shit. So, you know, what I don't get is, you know, there's still fucking people that can't program the goddamn VCRs, and they're going to call their house up and program that. You know, I like to see what happens with that. They're probably going to just record and just, but really funny, they just call up their fucking DVD recording and this guy starts to record, you know, Black Dicks, White Chicks, 5, and he accidentally records the bedroom, his wife fucking his best friend, you know, and that would be all over the internet, of course, you know. Here's some more cool news. Smart bandage to help diabetics. Danish doctors are developing a smart bandage to monitor wounds as they heal. Created for diabetics, the bandage would be studied with tiny sensors and sent data to clinics via the net. Invented at the Diabetic Foot Clinic in wherever fuck they speak Danish at, researchers believe it could help diabetics keep feet healthy and avoid the risk of amputation. Diabetics can mean poor circulation and nerve damage, so that even small cuts or blisters on feet can go unnoticed and develop into serious ulcers. This is pretty cool shit, you know. You walk in, you know, you have diabetes and your foot's going to be fucking cut off, you know, if you don't have this special bandage. And, you know, you have your doctor, you know, he's watching porn on the net, and you hear, you know, beep, 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 beep. It means, you know, John the diabetic has his foot just got cut on a piece of nail trying to fuck a dog. So, you know, the doctor could go to his house and say, stop fucking a dog. We got to put some Neosporin on that cut. So that's cool shit, you know. I wouldn't wear one because, you know, what kind of shit they can catch me doing. Steve Jobs back at Apple. After undergoing surgery in late January for a rare form of pancreatic cancer, Apple Computer Chief Executive Steve Jobs is on the road to recovery and plans to return to full-time work later this month. Jobs, who underwent successful surgery to remove cancer from his pancreas, is attending some company meetings and plans to return full-time to work later this month, Apple spokesperson Katie Cotton said. Yay for Steve Jobs. He's a fucking prick, but I'm glad he didn't die because he does so much now. You know, Steve Jobs sitting out of a big chair and making decisions. Doesn't he, like, make a dollar a year or something? That's pretty fucking cool. Wish I could live for a dollar a year. You ought to come out with a book telling people how to fucking do that. Iraqis seek a new voice via blogs. Nearly all the information from Iraq is filtered by politicians or the media. But there's at least one way to get the news straight from the Iraqis themselves, via online journals or blogs. Before the war in Iraq, the world had only heard of one blogger, who went by his online name, Salam Pax. Now, Pax has been joined by more than 70 other Iraqi bloggers, among them a woman's name I'm not going to try to pronounce. The mother of three boys, she works as a manager in a Bangladesh water treatment company. She started off keeping an offline diary just before the war started. That's pretty cool, you know, because, you know, they can join the ranks of other annoying Americans putting out blogs. You know what? Blogs are good, people, online journals, but, keep them off of fucking Google. Every time I fucking search something, the first thing that comes up is somebody's fucking blog. And it's really fucking annoying. If you keep that shit off Google, I would have not a problem with it. No problem whatsoever. But as soon as, you know, I go search something, first thing that pops up is the first 10 fucking searches of somebody's goddamn blog. I don't give a fuck if Stephanie left you to go suck your brother's cock. It matters to me none. Who gives a fuck? Stop whining. And let me search for porn. Okay, that's going to be like the second to last, you know, news story I do, because Jupe's not here and it's hard to do a long show like that. So I know I promised an hour and a half show every week, but this is going to have to be kind of shorter because, you know, of the missing co-host. But there's one last story I want to read. Somebody whose name I'm not going to give out because he sent his real name and I'm not going to do that. He didn't say I could do it. I'm not going to do it. But I usually don't read news like this because it's not, you know, what we do. But since he sent it to me, I didn't want to be an asshole and not read it. Of course, because okay, I'm going to start. Everybody in the forums pretty much knows the story already. I'm not reporting anything no one knows, you know. But Hairball got busted for whatever reason. I'm about to go into that. And someone sent me an article about it. So I'm going to go ahead and discuss it. Not totally. I'm just going to give the facts, you know, couple of my opinions. I'm not going to accuse anybody of doing anything because it's not my job. And I have no opinion right now since all the facts are not out yet. You know, I don't know Hairball personally. I listened to pretty much all the episodes of Hacksaw Radio when it was, you know, going full swing, which I'll put a link up. It's going to be in the link section since I do like that show, and it's in the link section. Okay, first I'm going to read the article all the way through. I usually don't read articles all the way through because it doesn't matter anyway, but this is somewhat on a serious, so I'm going to read the whole thing. This article is from Pittsburghlive.com. A 21-year-old city man was accused Thursday of being a computer hacker responsible for stealing more than 2,000 credit cards stored in the computer system of businesses and corporations. Michael Ray Hairball Wally of the 400 block of 10th Street is charged with 42 counts of identity theft and 247 various counts of using a computer in a crime, police said. Wally is accused of posting stolen credit card numbers on his internet website, HBX Networks, and so that other people could use them to gain access to various internet sites and other network components, according to Trooper Robert Elderly of the Area 3 State Police Computer Crimes Task Force. Some of the stolen numbers were also used to purchase goods and services, said State Police. Elderly said he is still compiling data to determine how much was charged to the credit cards. New Kensington State Detective Sergeant Tom Kowalski was also as part of the Regional Computer Task Force, said the investigation continue and additional arrests are possible. Wally's website still builds itself as a nonprofit organization with many goals, including documenting flaws and inaccurate computer security systems with the ease which they could be compromised. The website details how Wally used a system called war dialing, to access the computer networks of businesses and corporations. Here's their definition of war dialing, I guess. War dialing is basically the sequential dialing of various numbers until the right sequence comes up to gain access to a computer network. That's not the war dialing I know. Utterly said a search warrant was executed at the HPX office. They had an office on May the 14th, and that the analysis of 15 computer C's at the time formed the basis of the charges filed. More computers were seized Thursday, with additional charges could be filed once those are analyzed. While he's charged with multiple counts of identity theft, unlawful use of computer to access other computers, using a computer to obtain passwords, identifying codes, and personal identification numbers or other confidential information from other computers without authentication from the owners, using a communications facility, a computer, and a telephone line to attempt a crime, and unlawful use of a computer by obtaining information you do not have permission to access. That's pretty much the whole article, them accusing him of shit. I don't know. See, I don't know him. So I haven't talked to him, Hairball. I don't know him personally, so I don't know what his defense is on this. Maybe he did it, maybe he didn't do it. I don't believe he did like 90% of the shit they say he did. You know, if he didn't do any of it, you know. The thing is, if he actually did steal the credit cards, that's pretty fucked up. And anybody, you know, not personally, but if anybody goes around stealing credit cards, they should be fucking just like beaten. But like I said, I don't have a defense because I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to anybody that's like close to the situation. So I can't give you any personal opinions about the situation altogether. The only reason why I'm reading it is because somebody sent it to me. On his website, he says he's facing like, actually, I can't access the internet really right now. So, it said he was, facing like 1200 years in jail. That's not true. And I don't have to talk to anybody to know that. If anybody's ever been prosecuted against something like I have, you'll know that they usually charge you a lot more before they start cutting crimes down and give you a lesser sentence. You know, murderers don't get that much. They get like life sentences, which is pretty much 1200 years. But when they give you a year number like that, usually, you know, they usually try to scare you at first. They never give anybody that much, especially for like non-violent acts. They'll never give you like, you know, that many years for non-violent offense. It just doesn't happen. Will you do any time? I don't know. Never got charged with that kind of shit. Only thing I was ever charged for was attempted murder, and I got off of that. So that's all I can account for. I really hope he didn't do it, because I like the show, and he seems like a cool guy, and I really hope he didn't fucking do stupid shit like that. Hope it all comes clear, and the bail was pretty steep. You know, they said his bail was, I can't see it on here, but it was like $50,000. Considering, that's pretty damn a lot of money, which means they're taking this kind of seriously. That kind of gets me worried a little bit. So, and who has $5,000 to bail somebody to fuck out, right? So I'm going to leave that alone, and hopefully whoever sent me I'm not going to mention your name on air, but whoever sent me that email last week can send me, updating me more if you know Hairball personally. I would appreciate that, and we can keep the story ongoing. And also, always, of course, we have Shirley Q doing her thing for the week, and go ahead, Shirley.
Well, how's you doing? This is Miss Shirley Q Liquor. Ooh, I'd be glad to come in here and sit down with y'all for a minute. I've been just wore out behind this house guest I've had for 2 or 3 weeks now. Said she was going to come stay with me for a day or two. And turned out she homesteaded. She done set up a nest up in there. Nasty as she is, and she don't put her towels up. And she don't smoke but one brand of cigarette, OPC, other people's cigarette. I have ran out so many times behind her. And last night, me and her finally got a chance to sit down and talk. And I said, why are you over here now? I said, your husband was abusing you, or you was chemical dependency. What was it now? And she said, no, she said her husband was pretty good. She felt like she needed a vacation. I said, a vacation? You gonna come over here for 2 or 3 days and end up staying a month? And she said, yes, ma'am. She said, I always feel real at home over here. And I said, well, let me ask you this question. Who is you? And she said, you don't know me? I said, no, I don't know who you is. And it turned out I never had met this lady. She just came in my house, took advantage of me. She know my memory is bad. And she gonna come up here and roost in my house. I don't think so. Soon as I get home, I'm gonna play her out. I'm gonna knock her teeth out and pull that wig off of her head and make her go home. She need to get on a Greyhound or something and be staying in my, talk about a resort community. Now, shoot. All right, you tell your mom and them, I say, how she do it. Tell her you, she better not come over here and stay with me. I ain't got room for her. Bye, honey.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. So, like I said, sorry, keep this damn thing so short. Hopefully, asshole would be back next week to keep the show going longer, hour and a half like we promise every week. And hopefully we can get a show like in the middle of the week, like, you know, a 10.5, you know, to make up for this sorry-ass 30-minute thing I got going on here. And like we do every week, we have, like, you know, the list of the week. The quote of the week is actually a customer I came into. It came to the door with a towel around his waist, and he just, like, opened the door, looked at me funny. I'm like, I told him the price of the product, and he's like, hold on, I've got to take a shit. And he left for 10 minutes and made me fucking stay there listening to him fucking dump. So that guy's an asshole. The site of the week is a site I found a few days ago. I'm sure everybody knows about it but me. It's a little flash animation. It's called You're a Fucking Moron. And I'm going to put this up in the show notes so everybody will be able to find it. The website is, like I said, you can find it in the show notes. It's going to be Newgrounds. That's newgrounds.com. And just search for or you can just go to Google and search for You're a Fucking Moron. That's going to be in the show notes. And the cunt of the week. I was going to tell you that girl I broke up with is the cunt of the week, but I'm not going to give her real name out. So, this week's a guy named Randy. Randy lives in West Parker Boulevard. His phone number is 225-766-8524. You know, bother the fuck out of that cunt, and, you know, if you get a couple funny fucking phone calls from him, you know, emails the WAV file and we'll play it on the air. So fuck him. The closing music of the week, and also I want to, you know, pimp some people out, of course, you know, shouts to Stank Dog, Majestic, White Sword, Dual Parallel, you know, good luck whatever you're going to do, man, and Bland Inquisitor, same to you, and Droops for fucking not being here tonight, asshole. You know, we love Droops. Also, our email address is, if you want to get contact with us, I'm obfuscated, and my email address is lab5ae@gmail.com, or Droops at droops@gmail.com. Or, alternatively, you can email us both at infonomicon@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell that, that's infonomicon@gmail.com. The closing music tonight's going to be Carcass with Tools of the Trade. And I've been obfuscated. Until then, we're Mickey Finn.